from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arkan is so emotional. He's like Mama Bear.
You're Mama Bear for this team.
I like Jones and the Mama Bears.
It's Jones and the Mama Bears.
Jones and the Mama Bears here on WEEI. We got some
like
calls.
A folk group.
617
on WEEI.
Can you envision seeing Drake take first team reps over the last three training camp practices?
We'll see. You know, we'll have a staff meeting later on today, and that decision will be made. I do think, you know, he definitely showed improvement yesterday as a whole, and we'll see what happens going forward.
Once again, that's Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots. Losing head coach of the game last night. Hit him hard there, his first loss as a head coach.
That was funny. I was watching his post-game press conference. Two things. When he came out and he was like, tough night for us. I'm like, it's preseason.
Was it?
Come on.
I think it was a generally positive reaction to that game.
Right.
Just because of Drake May.
Yeah,
I think that was
like,
really it.
It's preseason. That's not, nobody's really looking at the final score unless
right.
It's something incredibly, incredibly lopsided.
Maybe he had a little arcturn on the game.
That's the only
reason you get mad about it.
I hope he didn't take the over because that didn't happen.
I would not think so.
I actually thought that it was last night was one of Mayo's better press conferences in recent memory.
I agree.
I thought he seemed really comfortable and confident, like way more so who I had been expecting him to be since he was announced head coach. I thought it was maybe the best that he's been, like not like anything that he said was so remarkable would blow your hair back, but it was one of the first times that he's been up there that I haven't been like, well, that was a weird way to answer that.
Right. Yeah.
Or like, oh no, he's gonna want that one back.
He seems uncomfortable. Right. Yeah.
He just seemed really like he seemed like he had command of the entire situation as head coach.
Yeah.
He seemed comfortable in his own skin.
And maybe it's like that, you know, you heard them talking about it on the broadcast, like with Drake May, you got to get out there and get hit. You know, once you get hit, then you're really part of the game. Then you're actually part of it. Maybe
it's
the same.
But as a coach, he's been hit like 70 times since he took the job.
As the head coach, he just had the one game last week. So this, you know, now that he's taking his hit, he's out there and he feels more comfortable. Maybe something like that. He's an ex-player. I don't know. But the question now is this team meeting that they're going to have to, they're going to have a big staff meeting and discuss whether or not Drake May is going to get reps with the first team this week. Should he get reps with the first team this week?
1,000%. He should have already gotten more than anything that he has. And I understand they put a lot of weight into the joint practice, although that was more of a Bill Belichick thing. And if they put so much weight into it, I don't think Gerard Mayo would have scheduled just one. So
right.
I know the joint practice was disastrous once they got to 11s. That's what all the reports indicated. Drake May was a 7v7 superstar. And once he got to more like game-like situation, he fell apart, as did everybody else on the offense. But I think that there's No other choice. Now is the time. When you get to the season, if you have any hopes of playing Drake May at some point in October or November, then you got to get some of this stuff in right now. And I thought that Drake May was kind of asking for it last night when he was up at the podium, too. He's like, you know what's great? Getting more reps.
Yeah.
The more reps I get, the better I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's one thing to say, but it's also like it kind of sounded like he was pleading his case of, hey, look, guys, like I didn't fall apart. I didn't trip over myself tonight. I think I was pretty good. So maybe give me more to do.
Yeah. And I think that's what they need to do. I think that's what needs to happen here. Or Gerard Mayo's kind of a liar, right? I mean, if not, then Gerard Mayo's not really living up to this competition he promised us. If Brissett's better, or if May's better, or if someone really balls out. And I don't think you necessarily classify what we saw last night as Drake May balling out, but it was better than what you saw from Brissett. And that's, I think, the main thing here is I remember tweeting, like, it's going to be hard to justify not giving him reps with the ones this week. And people were like, wow, the stats weren't that good. He was only 6 of 11
for
47 yards. You're right. But Brissett was worse. I mean, Brissett was 3 of 7 for 17 yards and a pick. Like, extrapolate that over four quarters. That's an ugly, ugly line. And, you know, that's not to say he would have done that the whole game, but we're talking about small segments here. We're talking about a QB competition, one that prior to this, we all sort of agreed Brissett had been winning, right? Like, we all thought Brissett was in the driver's seat as far as this competition goes. Well, if that's the case, then you have to acknowledge what we saw last night, and that was Drake May outplaying him.
And the key thing with that interception that Jacoby just set through was that decision is the kind of decision that you had brought him in so you didn't have to deal with as much of. He's the journeyman who you bring in, and he doesn't do anything that's that special, but he's smart and he's competent and he'll hold it together so all your other veterans won't lose their minds. Guys like Hunter Henry and Ramondre Stevenson and David Andrews, while you're waiting for Drake May to develop behind the scenes and bring him in. Well, if that's who Jacoby Brissett is supposed to be, he can't be making decisions like that where he throws a throw so late that it was so easy to read. You could read it from your television screen as it was happening. Mm. I mean, the broadcast in real time, there wasn't a whole lot of play-by-play, and I know that's their setup, but it was like, oh, no, on the broadcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, that's what everyone literally just said.
The McCourty brothers are both like, ooh, I'd love to intercept that pass. Like, oh, man.
They zoom the camera in, and they're both just, like, drooling.
They're, like, running on the field in their suits, trying to pick it off. I mean, yeah, it was an ugly throw for sure. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're getting it on the text line, by the way, at 37937 in the 603. You think Drake May played well last night, 6 for 11, 50%, 47 yards, and one rushing touchdown against backups, LMF.
That's not what they said. They said one Russian touchdown.
A Russian touchdown, yes.
Which, for a second, I was like, wait, is that a phrase? I don't know.
When you score, you do that little dance.
Well, I was like, he flipped the ball up. Is that, like, phraseology of how he ran in with the ball? I was like, no, that's voice to text right there is what that is.
Yeah, that's probably what that is. And listen, Texter, you're not wrong. I mean, those were the numbers. We certainly agree. But again, did you see Jacoby Brissett? Did you see how he played? He played worse than that. And we're talking about a competition between May and Brissett. We're not talking about May versus Joe Burrow yet, or May versus Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or anybody. I mean, this is what the competition is. This is what we're judging him up against. And if you believe that Brissett had been better in the joint practice and these other practice and camp and everything, well, then you have to acknowledge this. You have to. I'm sorry. That's if you want to be consistent about it, then you have to do that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones now. Talk to Mike in Connecticut, who has a bold prediction. Go ahead there, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
So, you know, I have a bold prediction, like I was saying. I think Drake May will be the starting quarterback.
Okay.
And I think they will cut Jacoby Brissett. I think they will cut him. Yeah.
Wow, time is a flat circle.
So we're just getting, in your hypothetical here, in this bold prediction, Mike, it's going to be May and Milton all year.
Yeah, why not?
Or not.
Well, no, I think you said why not.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, I would say $8 million is why not.
There's
a reason you did bring Jacoby Brissett in. I think if May wins the job, he's the kind of guy who, part of the reason you brought him in is because he understands the deal.
Right.
I don't know if they told Jacoby Brissett behind the scenes, you have the opportunity to start for this team, and we're not going to have him out there probably for weeks, if not months. I don't know what the communication behind the scenes is, but part of the reason Jacoby Brissett is here is because he's a good teammate.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
And he's a good backup.
And he's not going to, like, you know, spit on the ground you walk on because you've decided to demote him.
I think that, you know, when you have Jacoby Brissett as a starter, you're in trouble at starting quarterback. When you have him as a backup, you have one of the better backups in the league. I mean, that's, you know, that's the way it is. He's been around the block. He knows, you know, different offenses. He can bring guys along. He's done all this before. He's not a great starter. He's not someone that you want to have to rely on for 17 weeks of the year. But in terms of someone in the locker room, he's got value. I agree with that. And I think that's why they spent a little bit extra on him. But it's, to me, you know, like, you do that if you need him there to bring him along if you really don't trust the kid behind him yet. And I think that he earned a lot of trust last night.
Can we do body language, doctor, while we're talking about quarterbacks for a second?
Certainly.
Yes!
Okay. did you notice the shot to the sideline when Bailey Zappe ran off after he threw his own interception and he went and stood next to Drake May?
I'll be honest, by then, I think I was already flipping around for postgame stuff.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I thought it was interesting to the point that I texted someone about it because the camera lingered.
Didn't text me.
And Zappe, well, you weren't watching anymore. Zappe ran off onto the sideline. And I was texting like three different people and I felt like I was annoying all of them because, again, it's preseason. And most of my texts were just, David Wallace! And then, oh, Wallace, you got to relax.
Like, what does Drake pill mean? Like, what is this?
I know.
David Wallace was electric.
I can't watch these games by myself.
Yeah. But yeah, so body language.
Okay. So when Zappe walks over to the sideline and he was standing next to Drake May and Drake kind of said something to him and Zappe said something back and then they both just stood staring ahead and didn't acknowledge each other whatsoever to the point that it looked a little awkward. Hmm. And I was like, wow, shoes on the other foot, isn't it, Bailey
Zappe?
Interesting.
Is it possible that Bailey just can't understand what Drake May is saying?
That's very bad. Like, he runs
out there in Boston.
Those guys speak the same language, I think. Those guys are both Southerners, right? They're both
different types.
Different types?
Zappe's Texas. That's a totally different accent.
It is a different accent. That's true.
It's kind of offensive that you just said that.
I don't think so. I think they all sound like a bunch of hillbillies to me. Either way.
That's offensive.
Either way.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what you do, man. You just keep that dang old arm straight, man. Y'all put your left hand still, man. Just.
Oh, my God. How did you get that sound from last night?
I know. Drake.
I got people.
Very
good
stuff.
That was Drake
there.
To Bailey.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be talking to Drake on Monday, I don't think. We'll be talking with Jacoby Brissett. So there you go. I don't know
we'll
if that's to tell you anything.
Is it icy between those two Southern boys?
It might be. And if it is, then that's two for two icy interactions there with a quarterback wearing 10 from Bailey Zappe. Just saying. You know, everybody thought
Another
Mac was the problem
boy.
Last year. And now it looks like maybe Zappy's the problem, you know? Eventually Taylor Swift dates every single guy. They're all a problem. Maybe you're the problem, Taylor. You know, it's one of those things. 617-779-7937.
Wait, so who's the problem here?
Bailey Zappe's Taylor Swift in that analogy, and okay. Mac Jones, and Mac Jones is Harry Styles. And I think that Drake May is... Who's another guy that she dated? Did
Ed
she ever?
Sheeran?
One of
Ed
the
Sheeran?
Jonas
did she date Ed Sheeran?
No, she didn't date.
No, she did date one
Jonas
of the
brother.
Kevin Jonas. All right, yeah.
I don't
so
know what the kids like.
He's one
though.
Of the Jonases, and yeah, that's basically
that was like
what we
15
got.
Years ago, though.
Yeah, no, it was dating
myself. Ooh, John Mayer. She dated John Mayer.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and John Mayer. John Mayer
and
dated
Jake Gyllenhaal.
My goodness. Oh yeah, she
There's
wrote a song about
Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Right
John
right.
Lovitz. I think she dated John Lovitz.
Yeah, John Lovitz.
Definitely John Lovitz. Mac Jones is John Lovitz in this analogy. And we'll have Harry Styles can be Drake May.
Yeah. 617-779-7937
is the phone number. We'll get to more of your phone calls and we'll talk about something Tom Curran said about pushing Drake May, a very unusual analogy right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.